You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. And now, here's Drew and his trusty sidekick, Pierre, because my bladder's empty.
I don't know any David Bowie lyrics. I never got into him. I know he was a big influence in music culture. I get it. I get his influence. But I never got into him. Like, he failed at folk music, and that's when I stopped listening.
I think he's one of those things where, like, a lot of people know his music, don't necessarily know the lyrics.
Right.
That's what I just said. But changes. Like, you gotta know that song, right?
Changes.
Changes.
Who originally wrote the song? Rain Man.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, that was Homer in Rain Man.
Now for Homer doing Rain Man.
Yeah, definitely. Judge Wop here. Kmart sucks.
Oh, man.
When I can't change time.
You're a fool. Can I have the pen, please? Thank you.
Sorry. I almost threw it in your face there.
Folks, you're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're live right here in Southern Ontario on Joy 1250. Have I not just been goo-goo over Gracie?
Yes.
Goo-goo over Gracie.
Goo-goo over Gracie. It's not like Coco over Coco
Puffs.
These two young ladies have no idea.
I am such a fan of hers. Man, can you just burp into the microphone, please? We got Alex gurgling with her stomach in the corner. Tim's burping into the microphone. Next thing you know, Megan's going to...
Well, she's a ginger. They do stuff like
that. She's a ginger. I think that's like in the terminology of hate legislature.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry. She's a lovely redhead.
Legislature. Do you have a mark on your forehead?
What?
You have a mark right here.
I just scratched myself.
You really did?
I did.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yes, you did. Man, you
this
are
a
wacky
weird
today,
show.
Brother.
Weird show. Man, I like that kid. Holy cow.
Say it again.
Just great vocals. And her playing. She improvised a lot in the bar chords. Like, even when she threw down the bar chords, she was tweaking them.
Yes, for sure.
Anyway.
That's actually her voice is incredible, but the thing that really intrigued me was her guitar playing.
Yeah?
Because you can see it. It's not necessarily, you have to kind of see it to appreciate it. It's one thing to, I'm sure you heard the little adjustments and little pull-offs and hammer-ons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But to see them, it really puts it in perspective, that's for sure.
Thanks. Thanks for clearing that up.
No problem, Tex.
How was your week, Tim?
Pretty good, folks.
Shut up.
Well, you know what? We did a little conspiracy thing, my daughter and I, because you know there's the 27 Club of all these wonderful singers and stuff that die at 27.
No.
Well, you know, Amy Winehouse, Janis Joplin.
Oh, that die. I think you said diet.
Yes,
27.
They died at 27. So Adele's right there right now because she just released her 27 album. So we've got this theory now. Everybody's turning 69 and dying.
Yeah.
So we're hoping Donald Trump's going to go next.
That's horrible, Tim.
What?
You're going to AG double hockey sticks for that.
No, I'm not.
Don't scratch your eye with that finger.
But Dan Haggerty also passed away, but he beat the 69. He was 74.
Who was Dan Haggerty?
Don't you remember the Grizzly Adams guy?
Dan Haggerty?
Yes. He just died as well.
Grizzly Adams died,
and it wasn't the bear that killed him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he have cancer, too, like everybody
else? He did,
else?
Yeah. All three of those people who died this week.
So David Bowie, dead of cancer at 69. Alan Rickman.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, when you sent me that text, I was like, what are you talking about? Because I didn't know his name.
Oh, okay.
I was like, well,
what are you talking about?
Okay. Tim's swearing at me again. 69, died of cancer. Of course, Harry Potter and Die Hard. And what else was he in? Prince of Thieves.
Yes, he's in there. Was he Nottingham?
Mel Brooks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, not is it Prince. Is that what it was called?
No. That's Men in Tights.
Robin Hood Bennett. Was it Men in Tights? Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. Anyway. He was in a Robin Hood movie.
Yep.
Played the bad guy.
Love Actually he was in. One of those Christmas romantic movies.
And Celine's grandfather died. Is that bad? Too soon?
Yeah, a little bit, maybe. Yes.
You know what? Can I
cancer as
what
well.
Was the age difference? Do you girls know the age difference between Celine and her daddy?
Like 20 or 30?
No, can you look that up, please? I'd like to know the difference, because that's a question I've always wanted to know, you know. What is too big of a gap? You're supposed to divide in half and add seven, but really?
Really?
You never heard that?
No, I haven't.
So...
why do you know?
So I'm going to be 50 this year.
Nice release of gas for you.
Nobody heard that. I'm going to be 50 this year. Divide in half, 25, add seven.
32.
26 years
difference.
And between Frank and Kathy Lee, there was 23 years difference. So let me ask the girls here. Girls, what is too much of a difference between a guy and a girl? Older man, younger girl?
Where they are mentally?
So if they're like, if they got dementia and they're in a retirement home, you're saying it's not a good move? What do you think, Megan?
There's a big difference between a 20-year-old dating, say, a 35-year-old, and then a 40-year-old dating a 55-year-old. So I think the younger you are, the more it matters.
And I think anything above 10 years is pushing it, in my humble opinion.
So because I actually wasn't listening, I was focusing on the microphone.
She said anything above 10 years.
No, but you said a whole bunch of stuff before that. What are you really trying to say?
Okay, so there's a big difference between a 20-year-old woman and a 30-year-old man.
Okay.
Versus, say, a 40-year-old woman and a 50-year-old man.
Right. Like, so you're saying the older they are, the bigger the gap can be?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just go 30-year-old woman, 40-year-old man.
It's okay.
That was like Prince Charles and Lady Di, wasn't
40-year-old
it?
40-year-old woman, 50-year-old man.
Totally okay.
Totally okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go
60.
Back. Let's go backwards now. We've already said 20-year-old woman and 30-year-old man, you're not cool about that.
I'm not into that. When you're 20, you're still a kid, pretty much.
What about, and you said 30 and 40 was okay.
It's okay. It's still...
still iffy?
I'd say, yeah.
Right. So, a 35 and 50.
That's a lot.
35 and 49. No, you see the difference, though.
No, it's true.
It's got a 4 in front of it.
It's kind of...
Why do you think
like
prices are all $18.99?
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Thank you.
I still think you're at really different points in your life. When
right.
You're in your
well, that's obvious. But is it know? is it officially bad?
Not officially.
What if it's the other way around? What if it's a 40-year-old woman and a 30-year-old guy?
Oh, good for her.
You see, double girls.
It's okay. My wife was older, so that's all good.
What do you mean was? I missed the funeral.
Yes.
Oh.
She's still older than you.
Well, I meant was isn't when we got married at that point in time. She was uncomfortable with it, actually, initially.
What, being older than you?
Yeah. She thought 5 years was too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did
I once again, like, that's like 30 and 25, but now that we're like, you know, 50 and 40 in that age range.
But ultimately, let me just get mushy here for a second.
Okay.
Just for a second.
Which
if
never it's, happens.
If there's
the
a real connection and there's, you know, and it's not just... Right? If it's not just older guys got money, younger chick is hot. Let's say there's a real awesome connection, which you'd never know from the outside. You just look at them in the outside and judge.
So there's no money and no good looks then?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So they're ugly and broke, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I often think about that kind of weird stuff. So, hey, I want to tell you about an amazing family I met this week. And I'm on call every... Tuesday at the hospital as a chaplain, and I got called in, and I was doing rounds, and I was leaving.
You sound like a doctor when you say it like that.
I was leaving the hospital, and all of a sudden I saw people running down the hallway towards one of the wards, and I thought, that doesn't look good. So I followed them and went to the nursing station. I said, I'm chaplain, is everything okay? And they said, or this room over here, you know, it's not looking great.
And then you walk into the room. That would be
intimidating. So I said, well, I'll hang around here for a bit if you want to check and see if they even, you know, not everybody wants a chaplain around. Anyway, they said, yeah, please. So I walked in and just met this really fantastic family. And as I was leaving the room, I said, man, I kind of wish I was part of this family. It's just, you know, great vibe in the room. And anyway, later that night she passed and they asked me to do the service. So I was up till 3 in the morning. Thursday night, putting this message together, and it was just a real privilege. It always is a privilege, you know, and I say this a lot, and you know where I'm going with this with, as far as thin places. When someone is passing and you're in the room with that person, the gap between the creator and the created gets really, really thin, and it's a beautiful, beautiful moment. But I want to tell you about her husband. They've been married for 64 years.
Whoa.
He's in a wheelchair. Just a neat man. And they, I went up to him and I said, 64 years, huh? Married for 64 years. What's your secret? I'm sure people have asked you that. What's your secret? He says, I'm keeping that one to myself. That was hilarious. So the funeral people said, have you heard him sing? I said, no, I haven't heard him sing. So he's 80-something. And apparently they're wheeling him down the hallway in the funeral home, and he's singing to Celine Dion that's playing over the...
What was it? Do you know?
I don't know. Some sad song that they were playing in the funeral home.
My Heart Will Go On?
Maybe. Anyway, and then I got everyone to gather around the casket at the end of the funeral. Move the casket forward away from the wall and the flowers, and got everyone out of the pews. And we all surrounded Mom. And Mom loved teaching her family the Lord's Prayer, so we all said the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, cool.
End. And right at the end, he's sitting there in his chair, and he's weeping. He's just lost his wife of 64 years. And he says, right on, bye. Instead of amen.
Nice.
They're from Newfoundland.
Mm.
What a cool... I've never heard anyone at a funeral say right on, let alone someone in his 80s. Right on. And then at the cemetery, it was probably one of the most beautiful things I've seen in a long time. He's right there as the casket is right at the cemetery. And we finally finish everything, and he starts singing, You Are My Sunshine. No, I'm doubting
Don't
whether that was
good
the song.
Story
I know,
facts.
I know. Anyway, it was a beautiful, beautiful...
Sure wasn't Eyes to Buy to Build to Boats.
Yeah, no. Anything happened in your week, Tim?
The big thing for me was David Bowie passing. I mean, that was...
But why?
You know why? Because, like, I think that I have a little more taste in music than you do. And I think it was a huge influence. And I mean, even though I don't necessarily know all his stuff, it's like kind of like the Rolling Stones to me. It's like I recognize a lot of his music, and it's always been there in the background. And as a more of an artsy fartsy maybe than you, I think I appreciate him on a different level as well. He was such a great chameleon, constantly reinventing himself, and it worked. People have tried to reinvent themselves, and it seems contrived. Like I remember when Garth Brooks did that. Chris Grimes or everything. He did this emo rock thing. He tried to change who he was. And
are you kidding me?
No, I'm not at all.
Was this when he jumped off the platform on the stage and fell over?
No, that was a completely different time. he changed himself constantly. His music was constantly changing, but it still worked. And I have a lot of respect for that kind of thing.
Okay.
And he was, I think, just one of the more incredible artists.
He was when he hit it big in the way he did his stuff was at a time period where the people I was hanging out with, the community and the culture, we were these guys who looked at him like he was a bit of a fruitcake.
Yes.
Right?
And I think I was like that as well, because you and I, this is probably the same amount of time we were talking, like the early 80s.
Yeah.
But as I kind of got out of my judgmentally kind of Christian stupidness, I think that I really began to appreciate him, become more comfortable with myself and less, you know, judgy of others.
How long was he married?
To Iman, 20, 30 years. He had his first wife. They didn't work out very well. But they had been married for, like, forever kind of thing.
Good for them.
One daughter together. The bits.
All right, Alex, what place are we calling?
This is going to be Joanna's Florist.
Joanna's Florist. We like to call florists and hippie food shops.
Yes.
Florists and hippie food shops. All right, here we go. I forgot my questions.
If God exists.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Joanna Flores, Joanna speaking.
Oh, hi, Joanna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very... You sound like you have an accent. Do you have an accent?
I do.
Is it French?
No.
Okay, I'll stop guessing.
It's Polish.
It's Polish. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Joanna, my name's Drew Marshall. I actually am calling from a radio show. It's not a joke. You're actually live on the radio right now. Does that freak you out at all?
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. What we're doing is we're just phoning a couple of random people and asking one quick question and then saying goodbye because we know you're busy. Are you ready for the quick question?
Sure.
Okay. Do you think peace is more important or happiness? Dun, dun, dun. Serious question. You thought I was going to play a joke or something,
deep.
But no.
Oh, this is deep.
I know. Peace or happiness? Which would you rather have?
Peace. Because without peace, there's no happiness.
Oh,
good one.
Joanna's deep.
Yes.
Yes.
Well done. Okay, one last quick question. if there was a gut.
That was supposed to be only one question.
I know, I lied. I'm sorry.
It's radio. We always lie.
We always lie. It's radio.
We're like we're politicians.
If there is a God, what's the first thing you would ask God?
Well, that one I would have to think about.
I guess
for peace.
For peace. Yeah. There we go. We got a theme.
Oh, didn't have to think too long.
Yeah. Well, then I would ask, what's with Donald Trump's hair?
I would ask the same thing.
Yes. There we go. It was lovely to chat with you. I hope your January sales are remarkable.
Well, thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She sounds French.
She does. But she's Polish.
Thanks, Tips.
No, I'm just... Remember, you're always telling me for people who have just tuned in, we have to re-clarify things?
Yeah, but not 30 seconds. Or I don't like those questions. That was kind of boring.
Well,
I'm going to ask which religion scares you the most, which religion do you like the most?
Okay.
Makes the most sense. I'm going to do that one. Oh, right. We're going, Tim. We're going. What's this one, Tim? Or Alex? What is it?
Jean's Flower Shop.
Jean's Flower Shop. Little promotion for you here, folks. Unless they're...
going out of business.
Flower shops are open, right? Saturday
should
afternoon.
Be.
Yeah, I made sure that these were open.
You phoned earlier? Oh.
When you they say open or not.
On the Google?
Yeah, on the Google, eh?
Obviously the...
Jean's Flower Shop.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You guys must be busy on a Saturday, huh?
Extremely.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, listen, I'll keep this short. My name's Drew Marshall. I'm actually calling from a radio show. You're live on the Drew Marshall Show. Pretty weird, huh? Has that ever happened to you before?
No.
Well, we're just phoning random people and asking them just a real quick question, and then we'll say goodbye. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Which religion makes the most sense to you, and which one kind of scares you?
What if I choose not to... answer.
Okay, then we'll change questions. If there's a God, what's the first question you'd ask God? Like, I would ask him about Donald Trump's hair.
No. I have no idea.
No? You have no idea what's a wall? What's a wall? Who says what's a wall?
You
not
do.
Not that I wish to share, no.
No. All right. When was the last time you had a really good meal at Swiss Chalet?
I don't know. I take out all the time. It's not that good.
Have you ever had the lemons? Have you ever had the lemon soup?
No.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
There's no such thing as lemon soup.
Yes, there is. They serve it all the time with every meal at Swiss
LA. At
the
end of every meal, yeah.
Oh, yes, they do. I know what you mean. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
I haven't tasted it.
Do you have a sale on at the flower store?
We always have sales on. Smiley faces.
You sell smiley faces?
Yeah.
Are those flowers?
No.
What are they? Just stickers? Oh, I see. Wait a second. You're just saying that the staff there are happy and you're all smiling.
That's right. That's what our sale is every day.
That's funny. Do you know why we're asking these weird, like, religious-y questions?
No.
Because we think it's one of the most controversial subjects. Don't you think?
Yes, it is.
Which is why you chose not to. You pled the fifth.
That's right.
We're in Canada, we don't have...
Oh, we don't have the Fifth Amendment in Canada. Sorry. All right. Well, listen, it was really lovely chatting. Oh, wait, let me ask you this. Do you think there's evil? Like, do you think there's scary evil, like ghosts or witches or supernatural evil?
Satan.
I don't know. I don't think so. No,
Trump's hair?
No.
Okay. Hey.
No, I don't think so.
How long have you worked at the flower store for?
25 years.
Oh, it's your place?
No.
Oh. It should be after 25 years.
Yeah.
I'd be working.
Your face must hurt after smiling.
That's a lot of smiling.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, what's your name again?
It's Kathy.
Kathy, it was really lovely chatting with me.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Wow. Right to that. I'm not going to comment. Interesting. I didn't think we'd get that. I'm surprised.
We've never had that.
No.
I can't talk about it. No. All right. Alex is going to try another store. So far, these aren't real deep.
No.
Do my questions suck?
No. I think what it is because they take a little more pondering maybe than we're giving them the opportunity to do.
And not everybody can think as quick as me. I think that works. I'm going to change questions.
To what?
Everyone loves talking about angels.
Okay.
Shh, listen.
Second chance.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Who's this?
Ted.
Ted, my name's Drew Marshall. I'm actually calling from a radio show. How are you? Do I have a radio show voice? No, I don't.
Whatever. Listen, It's better. See, I just work here. You need to talk to the owner of the store about like, things like that.
Oh, I see. Is the owner there?
No. He'll be here tomorrow.
He'll be here there tomorrow?
Yeah, 11 to 5.
Right.
And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
What kind of stuff do you sell there, Ted? Or no, what is it?
Health food store.
Sorry?
Health food store, vitamins, supplements.
Vitamins and planets.
Vitamins and supplements, yeah.
Oh, supplements.
Oh, supplements. Okay. All right, and what time do you close?
Me?
Yeah.
Six o'clock today, yep.
And do you have any, like, angel things there, like angel necklaces or angel earrings or
no.
Angel stuff? No?
No.
Do you believe in angels? Do you think they're real?
No.
You don't think they're real?
No,
that's probably why you don't sell angel stuff there then, yeah.
No, like I said, I only work here twice a week.
Oh.
So.
Is it a good job?
I don't make, it used to be my store, it was very good, yeah.
Oh, so you used to own it and now you don't?
No.
Did you get kicked out?
No, I sold.
Oh, you sold, so you're sitting on lots of money, you don't need to work.
Of course, I'm buying all money.
That's good.
I just win the super lottery in States.
What? How come you sold it? It's a great business. Why did you sell it?
No, there was a fire, so I was more or less I couldn't continue, so I sold out.
Wow. There was a fire at the store?
In a plaza, yeah, in a strip plaza.
Oh, a fire!
So it wasn't your store; it was in the plaza.
So you could have had a fire.
Smoke damage, things like that, and
Man. All right. Well, listen, it was great to chat with you. I'm sorry. I find it interesting that you don't believe in angels. That's interesting.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to you later.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Supplements.
Oh, is that what?
Supplements.
I thought he said vitamins and planets.
Yeah, supplements.
Alex, you're fired. Would you find some better people to phone? Let's call another one. Quick. Call another one, please.
Speaking, how may I help you?
Hi, sorry, did you say Sarah?
No, I said Tara.
Tara, sorry, Tara. Tara, my name's Drew Marshall. I'm actually calling from a radio show. You're live on the air. Do I sound like a radio guy?
Yeah, you do, actually.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hey, we're just doing some random phone calls into the community okay. That we love and care about, and we're asking a couple of quick questions. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I forgot, what was the question I was going to ask again? Oh, yeah, angels. Do you believe in angels? Like, do you think they're real?
To an extent, maybe.
What do you mean?
I believe in energy, and, like, maybe a passed-on loved one might watch over you. But, like angel names, I feel like they're just more like lore.
Right. So, in other words, if your grandma dies, she turns into an angel and watches over you?
In a sense, I guess that's kind of where my belief system would be.
Huh. What about bad angels, like evil, like demons and, I don't know, scary stuff like that? No? Yes?
Yeah, I do believe in that. Whoa. Even though I don't want to.
So that's interesting. You kind of don't really kind of believe in the you know, good angels with the wings and stuff, but you believe in the bad angels.
I just don't believe in the, I guess, like the animated artistic view of it where it's like big wings and stuff. I believe that there's good energy up, like, in heaven or, I guess, up in the sky.
Right.
Or whatever, but, like, they're not the way that they're, like, depicted, or they don't have names, or I don't know.
But have you ever had, like, an evil experience to make you totally go yes to the evil question?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear how high my voice just went there?
You just sat on an angel.
So what? I didn't know I was going to take this long, but you're such a good communicator. I was going to hang up and say goodbye quick. But what can you share with us the weird, scary, evil thing, or is that too personal?
No, it's not personal. It's actually something called sleep paralysis.
Oh, like night terrors, and you're pressed down in the bed, kind of thing.
Yeah. But it's just, you feel like, you know, it feels weird. Like, I know I could move, I could speak if I really, really wanted to, but something seems to be, like, holding me back from that. And I've heard, like, whispering in my ear when it happens, and it's just like, oh, my God, nope. Somebody wake me up, please.
Wow.
Yeah.
This has been an interesting... Alex, this has made up for the other crap four phone calls before this one.
What do they whisper?
What do they whisper? Yeah, do they say?
I couldn't understand it. It was incoherent. It's like a something I didn't understand.
Wow.
Tongues.
Yeah, basically like that. But it was totally there. It was totally there.
I got scooped up by my own blah, blah, blah.
Me, I don't identify with a particular religion. I just like to learn about religions and figure out which ones, like what identifies with my own experiences in life, and then just go from there.
Okay, wow, that's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. You know, I knew other people that had the same kind of stuff happen to them, and they felt like they were pressed down into their bed, and they didn't know what to do. But they remember seeing in a movie, you know, you just say the name Jesus or something. So they tried just saying Jesus, and apparently it worked.
I should try that next time.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you got to lose?
It will happen. It happens every month, at least once or twice.
Wow, that's scary.
And it usually happens when I'm alone. If I have like somebody sleeping with me in bed, it doesn't really happen. But if somebody's not there, like that night,
do you have a pet or something?
Yeah. Could I just say,
like a Great Dane or a German Shepherd?
A dog will help, right? That'll just help. Wow, that's very interesting. Hmm. Okay. Well, you've just made my day with that call. I just found that so intriguing.
Awesome. Huh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Well, have a good life, and I wish you the best with the scary stuff.
Thanks, and I hope that you don't have that kind of experience. And if you do, it's much more pleasant.
Yes, I hope so as well. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
No problem. Bye.
Bye. All right. Here we go. This is our last random phone call. It's not that random. If they pick up, I think I know this person.
Meg speaking.
Hi, is this Meg?
Yes, it is.
Meg, this is Drew Marshall calling live from the Drew Marshall Show. How are you?
I'm good, Drew. How are you?
I'm well. You're live on the air. Legally, I have to say that. I'd like to introduce you to Tim the Tool, my engineer.
Hello, Meg.
Hi.
I don't really
what was
speak
that?
Like, well, I want to impress her with my yoga voice.
That's your yoga voice?
Yes, but I'm in Downward Dog. That's how I sound.
Great. Hey, Megs, we're just doing some, we just did some random phone calls into various stores and into the community, and we asked them some kind of fun questions. Do you have a minute?
Yes, I guess so.
Yes, you do. I sound like that guy again from Good Morning Vietnam.
Yes, yes, you do.
All right, here's the questions we were asking people. If there is a God, what's the first question you would ask God? Or what's a question you would ask him?
Her, it.
It, whatever.
I guess why are so many people in the world starving and without water? And
yeah, like rain. Right. Make it rain already. that's a great question. All right. Which do you think is more important, peace or happiness?
I think happiness can bring peace.
Happiness can bring peace?
Yes, I think the two are tied very closely together.
That's a good. Somebody else. That's a good. All of a sudden, I'm Italian. That's a good.
That's a good.
somebody else answered the question that way as well. All right. Next question is: do you believe in angels?
Not angels in the typical sort of biblical description. I believe that people have. I guess sort of other people or people who have passed, their energies are still with the person on earth, helping them out, helping them guide them through life and difficult sort of times and choices and things like that. So I think that you're never really alone. I don't think that we've got sort of guys with big wings and halos over their head following us around, but mm-hmm. I guess something, you know, just tweaking that definition, I guess that there's angels around.
Okay, final question. Have you ever experienced something evil?
Something evil.
And you're not allowed to say Donald Trump.
Damn. I think we've all experienced something evil at some point in our lives. But I don't think I think it's more of a darkness than an actual evil. I think evil is very heavy.
Yeah.
I think that the idea of evil comes from people who are in dark places and just people who need that extra light, that extra love, just kind of lift them up and put them into a better place.
Right, right. Wow. Well, can I just say, of all the people we've phoned, you have been the clearest. So very well done, Megs. We knew that you'd be a great finisher. No, you were fantastic. You're fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Megs from Discover Your Yoga, downtown Orangeville. Go check them out. Megs, thanks for speaking with us. I always like chatting with you. It's always fun.
I always like talking with you too, Drew. Thanks for calling.
See ya. Bye, Megs.
Bye.
All right. Oh, you caught up? Why are you cut off people's
buys? Because you tell me to cut it off right away, and if I don't, then you get upset with me. I can't win, Drew.
That's it. I want a divorce. All right, a short break in our show. When we come back, it's Soul Survivor time. We've got a few people in the studio. We put the word out that we're looking for our second Soul Survivor, and I thought these people sounded fairly interesting, so we should bring them into the studio and have a little conversation about Soul Survivor stuff. Because the contest is going to go like this. We're going to get a bunch of religious tribal leaders competing for the soul of one person. Which will that person be? We'll be right back.